If your holiday gift list includes couch potatoes who already have everything, Netflix, the flat screen TV, a table full of remotes, what can you get for them? Here with some suggestions is the most wired guy we know here at NPR, our online guru, Robert Holt. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Leanne.
Let's start with TV and video. What's big this year?
Well, HDTV is huge. I was watching a football game on Fox the other day, and they were saying, well, the three people out there who have HDTV can see the game with all its detail. There's more lines of resolution, and the colors are more vivid and vibrant, and it's really hard to go back once you've seen high-definition television.
What about TiVo?
From my opinion, it's essential. My wife grew up without a television in her house. When we got married, she looked at it with much trepidation. And then when we got the TiVo, she was sold because she wasn't forced to watch commercials. And that was her biggest complaint, is that we would be watching too much television. Now, we just tape the things we like and we skip the commercials. We actually end up watching less television. We watch fewer shows. We budget our television time. Now, TiVo is the sort of like the Band-Aid, the brand name that people associate with digital video recorders. And the cable companies are now getting into making DVRs. And the device, I really don't like it. I think the user interface is ugly. The fonts are ugly, but it does what it does. It records. The TiVo is the best DVR out there because the user interface is nice. It does exactly what you think it would do. It's intuitive, and it looks nice, and it works.
You're also a big music junkie, so let's talk about music players. Specifically, talk about a little bit about the iPod.
Well, the iPod's been around a while. I've had mine for 2 years, and I used to ride around in my car. I would have 30 to 50 CDs. Now I just have my iPod. The other night I was at my in-laws, and we were talking about this Richard Strauss piece, and I said, "Oh, and here it is." And I brought out my iPod and plugged it into their stereo, and we can listen to it right there. I have somewhere around 9 days' worth of music in my iPod. It's 3,000 songs. And the thing is you do need some sort of computer expertise because it requires that you take a CD, put it in your computer, plug your iPod into your computer, and load the music onto your iPod. So it requires some computer expertise. So somebody who's not computer literate wouldn't be able to use it as easily. The other reason why I like the iPod so much is because it's seamless integration with the software on the computer. iTunes is just very intuitive. It works. You just plug the iPod into your PC or your Mac, and it works fine.
I'm seeing a lot of commercials on TV for digital cameras, so they seem to be a real hot item this year. What's out there?
Well, I mean, the quality keeps getting higher. You see 5-megapixel cameras that are affordable now, meaning they can store a lot more data and take a lot higher quality pictures that you can blow up to, poster sized. The older ones, the 3 or 2 megapixel cameras, you can't blow up that high. You'll start to see the actual pixels, the graininess of the picture. But again, just like the iPod, if you aren't computer literate, you're not going to have an easy time with these. Apple, again, makes it very easy with their iPhoto application. If you have a Macintosh, you just plug your digital camera in. It's instantly recognized. You can organize your photos by albums and such, and you can get them printed out. And a lot of the other companies like Canon and Kodak do the same thing. But again, you have to have some familiarity with computers to use these devices. But they're definitely, the format is maturing, and my mom even has a digital camera now. And she loves it, and she sends me pictures through email, and she's using it. She's a good barometer, so my mom using it tells me that it's becoming much more accepted.
So, what techno must-haves have we not talked about? Are there some others?
Yeah, when I recent on a recent flight back from L.A. to D.C., I got a pair of noise cancellation headphones, and I put them on, and you flip this switch, and the sound of the airplane just goes away. And you don't realize how fatiguing that is for your ears to hear that. So I was listening to my iPod, and I flipped that switch, and it made the trip, the 6-hour or 5-hour flight from L.A., much more pleasant. My head didn't hurt at the end of the trip, and even after the music was over, I left the noise canceling on just so I heard silence the rest of the trip, and it really made a huge difference.
Who makes those headphones?
The ones that I used were Sennheiser. Bose makes the most popular ones, the ones that you'll see. Those cost, I think, almost $300, the Bose ones. The Sennheiser ones, I think, are significantly cheaper, and they work really, really well. Another thing that I think that technophiles would appreciate is a subscription to a music service. Now, there are two that I know of that I'm actually a subscriber of. It's Napster, the new Napster, and Rhapsody. And what they allow you to do is, most people are familiar with the iTunes Store. You can buy songs for 99 cents. You can hear 30-second previews of each song. And then you can buy the song, download it to your iPod, or burn a CD of it. What I like about Rhapsody and Napster is that you can listen to full songs as many times as you want, never have to worry about buying it and wasting money on it. However, if there is something you really want, then you can buy it, download it, and burn it. I'm wondering why, and maybe it's because the business model isn't there yet. Maybe I'm just a music junkie and I'm not the market. Why the iTunes Store and the MSN Music Store don't do that yet. But I appreciate the service and use it daily.
Robert Holt is manager of digital media infrastructure for NPR Online. And again, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.